Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to our Veterans Day episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. I am your host, Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator. And co-hosting with me today is Army Wife Network's virtual administrator, Sarah Robichaud. This is episode number 780 of the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. And we're looking forward to sharing some empowering resources with you today.
Thanks, Chrissy. And hello, everyone. We have some great stuff in store for you this episode. In fact, it's a double feature. First up, we will be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life. Then in just a bit, we will hear from Army Wife Network Commander Sharita Knobloch as she chats with two contributing artists from the Love Lives On project. The first interview is with country music artist and producer Frank Myers. And later in the show, the second interview is with country music artist Andy Griggs.
Can't wait to hear both of those interviews. Before we jump in, let's take a moment to thank our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, First Command Financial Services, for sponsoring today's episode. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty military E5+. Visit firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. Their willingness to partner with us in our mission to empower military families is priceless. Thank you. Hey, Sarah, can you believe it's November? Where is the year gone? What are you most looking forward to this month?
I cannot believe it's November, but I'm also really excited that it is because we're that much closer to Christmas.
Yay!
I guess as far as November goes, I'm really excited for Thanksgiving this year because I will be hosting my family for Thanksgiving for the first time ever. So kind of nervous, but really excited.
That's such a huge task to take on. I can't believe you're doing that. What's your favorite dish?
Yes. Mashed potatoes, hands down. How about you?
Oh, yes. That's amazing. I love stuffing. Every year it's my favorite.
Oh, yum.
So I'm actually looking forward to Veterans Day is also coming up. I'm looking forward to honor our veterans. And with that approaching, I appreciate hearing about different projects that support the military. So there's a Love Lives On project that does just that. The Recording Project is a collaboration between military survivors and renowned Nashville A-list songwriters. All net proceeds from the album sales go to the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, which is TAPS for short. I'm super excited to hear from our first guest, Frank Myers. Let's listen in.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. Veterans Day is obviously a very important day for us here at Army Wife Network, and so today I'm privileged to share with you a very special double feature interview segment. As part of our segment today, we would like to introduce to you to a unique and empowering recording project, Love Lives On. And our guest today is one of the producers on the project, Frank Myers. A little bit more about the album Love Lives On. Roots and American Music Society, RAMS, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization and record label based in Memphis, Tennessee, teamed up with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, TAPS, to orchestrate and create a meaningful recording project titled Love Lives On. The compilation spotlights 10 original and personal songs that honor the lives and dedication of our servicemen and women and the sacrifice of fallen military heroes. And on that note, as I mentioned, our guest today is one of the producers who worked on the project, Frank Myers. Frank is a former member of the duo Baker and Myers, three-time ACM and CMA nominee for Duo of the Year. Frank Myers' successes span more than 40 years in the music industry. He has celebrated 12 number one hits and 20 top tens. Frank has written and produced songs recorded by more than 50 country and pop artists. Artist co-writes and production feature work collectively with Kenny Loggins, Richie McDonald, Lone Star, Vince Gill, Billy Ray Cyrus, All for One, Pam Tillis, The Gatlins, Andy Griggs, Eddie Raven, John Rich, Dave Finley, Angie Kielhauer, and more. The renowned Music Row songwriter and producer has been recognized for his talents by various music industry organizations, including the Country Music Association, Academy of Country Music and Gospel Music Association, the Recording Academy, and multiple others. Frank, I have to say I'm excited to chat with you today is quite the understatement. Welcome to the show.
Well, it's quite a pleasure to be here with you.
I'm excited to learn more about your Love Lives On project. We just talked a couple of shows ago with another contributing artist, Angie Kay. And so as a producer of this album, I'm looking forward to deepening that conversation and learning a little bit more about the background. So you're a co-writer of the title track, Love Lives On. What was the inspiration for the song and how did you come up with the story idea?
Well, the inspiration came from Bonnie Carroll, who is the founder and CEO of TAPS, which Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Mm-hmm. And Love Lives On is something that she wanted to give her husband, Tom, who had passed with the seven other soldiers that's mentioned at the first line of the song. She wanted to give him, believe it or not, a new headstone. And she always wanted to get a bigger one for him. And she finally did it. And at the bottom of that tombstone, she put Love Lives On. Mm. So that's where the title came from. I felt like that we had to write her story and that needed to be the title of the project.
So how did you come up with maybe the story idea behind the Love Lives On song?
Totally Bonnie Carroll's.
Okay.
My first story. I mean, I called her up. I said, hey, we need to write this. Talk to me about what happened and tell me about Tom. And she said, well, you know, I don't want this to be about me. I want it to be about all the survivors. And I said, that's fine. We'll make it about all the survivors, but at least the first verse needs to be about you. So those are her words that I put into song.
What a beautiful tribute. I know that it's a very moving song, as is every song on the entire album. I've enjoyed listening to it so far and definitely plan on sharing this entire album with my team here at Army Wife Network, because I think it's important to mention to our listeners that all the proceeds from this album do go to TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Frank, tell us a little bit more about your working relationship with TAPS, a little bit about the organization, the idea behind Love Lives On compilation recording project really transpired.
Well, I started working with TAPS probably 8 years ago. They have a benefit. It's called the Colorado Classic. And actually, Bo and Lynn Cottrell has been doing fundraisers for years. And they started having songwriters out there and doing songwriter shows. They would do a songwriter show like on Friday, and then they would have the gala on Saturday. And that's how I got introduced. I got asked to come out and perform, and I just fell in love with the organization and everybody out there. And now we actually have our little songwriter thing in the middle of the gala, because we actually auction us off for home concerts. That's part of the gala.
Wow.
Activities. Yeah. And I wrote another song with Billy Montana. It was a bonus track on the CD called I'm Here For You. Billy and I wrote the song for TAPS as just putting ourselves in TAPS position and saying this to the survivors, I'm here for you. You know, if you need to talk, you need a hand when you take a walk, that kind of thing. And initially we were trying to find someone to record this song to raise money for TAPS. Well, enter Steve Donovan and Brian from Rams Society. And they just happened to put projects together to raise money for organizations. Their first project they did was to raise money for St. Jude's. They got introduced to the project, but I believe by one of the board members of TAPS, and fell in love with it. And it was their idea to, once they found out there were hit songwriters involved and so forth, it was their idea to have 10 songs written with survivors. And each song is written with a surviving spouse or husband or brother, sister, that type of thing, about the loved one that passed.
So I just think that's so cool. And I think that is a testament not only to the generous heart of Rams and also your skills and gifts, but how it just kind of started as a connection or an idea to just do a song, and then it blossomed into an album. And then just looking at really the big name, the Nashville A-list artists that are involved with that, is just really, really cool. And it's just really a wonderful album.
Well, it was definitely a labor of love. You know, I just started reaching out to songwriters and artists, and we ended up with the crew that we got.
It's a very empowering and wonderful, wonderful crew. Like I said, right. I am a country music fan, hardcore. And like I said, I grew up with a lot of the folks. And so when I was able to get connected with you all and I looked at some of the artists on the label, I was just like, okay, I have to be an adult. I have to be professional. I listened to these people in my radio and, you know, in the basement growing up, and I'm just a huge fan. So I'm so glad you used your talents for that.
Well, thank you. I don't know if you've seen the website or not, lovelivingmusic.com.
Yep.
Of course, you know, we have all the interviews of all the survivors and interviews of all the songwriters and artists and musicians, and there's lyric videos and everything. It really, I would recommend someone going there and just listening to all the interviews and things like that. And then you'll really know where this album is coming from.
Yeah, I feel like country music in and of itself is such a great experience of telling a story. And these are telling true stories of, you know, some of the hardest, most heartrending experiences of a person's life. But the tribute with that, and then even just the intentionality that you all put into designing the logo, that heart with the diamond in the center, and just kind of woven together. I was just really moved as I was kind of looking around on there prepping for our conversation today. So clearly working with Taps, working Create Lives On was absolutely a big project, but I'm sure it was also memorable, maybe, you know, absolutely moving too. So what would you say was the most memorable, moving experience while you're working with Taps family members and then pairing up the songwriters and recording artists?
Wow. Every one of the songs was moving. I mean, I was involved in every song, you know, from the beginning. You know, I would check on the writers and that. I would listen to the progress of the songs and those kind of things. And, you know, the people would be crying, you know, in the writers' rooms. And they were all moving. I couldn't pick just one, I don't think. If I had to pick just one, it would probably be Jay Cho, Dr. Jay Cho, who lost his wife, Lieutenant Florence Cho, several years ago, and he raised his little girl. I think she was like, oh, I don't know, 5, 6, when they lost the mother. But he was remarried and everything, and I remember him, we had a dinner. There were three sessions, so at each session they would come into town, they'd go to the hotel, and we would meet, and we would have dinner, we'd talk about the project, and I remember at the end of dinner him coming up, and him being very nervous about the whole thing, you know, because he's remarried, and he's writing about his ex who had passed, and, you know, his daughter is now, you know, 14 or something, and so his wife was a runner, and so I don't know if you've listened to You Carry Me Too or not, but... Mm-hmm. The song ended up being about the daughter and how the daughter reminds him of her. He really got choked up and he was just shedding tears, buckets of tears in the writing room. And it was pretty emotional.
I can imagine. I actually just recorded an interview for another show, you know, had the chance to talk with Angie Kay because she was the artist on that song. And I watched the YouTube video and I shared with her that I was almost surprised or kind of taken aback as I listened to the lyrics and watched the video that I was like, oh my goodness, this is about a female service member, a mom, a wife who has passed. And I don't think that's something, I think it's very underrepresented in our world today. And so it really brought to attention for me thinking about all those other populations that might need support, might be utilizing TAPS, that have a story to tell. And so, yeah, I could see how Jay's experience and working with him in this project would be really moving. And I appreciate your courage to tackle that, because this is something that
while we want to honor our veterans and those who have served and passed away, sometimes it's really hard to talk about it, and it's almost easier just to not to. And so I appreciate your courage to tackle such a big emotional project.
Well, like I said, it's totally a labor of love. You know, I didn't know any of the survivors except for maybe one family when they came to town. But after this whole thing was over, I felt like I knew them well.
Well, thinking about Veterans Day, because this is our Veterans Day show, and I know that Love Lives On was originally launched leading up to Memorial Day and then coronavirus 2020, right?
Yeah.
It kind of changed all of our no plan plans. But thinking about Veterans Day, so why should those of us who maybe haven't directly been touched by losing a service member, why should we listen? Why should we engage in your album, with your album, Love Lives On?
Well, because number one, the songs are written about young warriors who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country and for all of us to continue, you know, the life that we know and love. And I say they made the ultimate sacrifice, but I have to say that, you know, the survivors, to me, make even more of an ultimate sacrifice because they have to live with for the rest of their lives. The ones that have passed on, yeah, they gave up their lives, but they're in a better place. You know, wouldn't come back if they could, but the ones left behind really have the hard time. I think that everyone should honor and respect all the men and women that have given their lives and understand what a sacrifice the ones left behind have made as well.
I totally agree with that. I really think it's a lot about kind of that battle buddy mentality that, you know, my husband as a 16 and a half, I think, year infantryman, he talks about his battle buddies. He tries to explain that battle buddy connection, and it's not something I can necessarily experience. But I do appreciate that. I recognize that. And as we celebrate Veterans Day this week, you know, I think it's important to celebrate those who have served, who have retired, ETS, but also still remember those who have, as you said, Frank, made that ultimate sacrifice, and even more so, those Gold Star families, those Gold Star spouses that really every day in their life is Memorial Day, it's Veterans Day. It's never going to be the same, and I think that's a high calling for all of us to recognize that and support them as they continue to navigate that road. Well, changing gears just a touch, I would love to know more about your new single that you just released called God's Got This. It seems exceptionally timely for everything that the state of the world. Can you share with our listening audience the premise of this song as your first solo release?
Yeah, it's just a song that I felt, you know, the Holy Spirit gifted me with. We all try to control everything in our lives. And at the end of the day, none of us are in control of anything, truthfully, very few things. And, you know, I was going through a rough period of time, and I just realized I had to give it to God. And just that title came to my head, God's Got This. You know, I don't have to worry about it. God's got it. And I felt compelled to write the song, and it just kind of fell out because everybody goes through those moments in their lives when all they can do is give it to God. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to come to him. He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to turn everything over to him. And when we do, everything works out exactly the way it's supposed to. And I just felt like I needed to put the message out there, especially with everything going on in the world today. There's a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of people scared. People have lost everything. Yeah, I felt it was a great time. I felt like people needed to hear that message, and I felt like God wanted me to put it out there for people to hear.
I think you're absolutely right. It was a song that, you know, I confess right now, I have my days, like I'm very blessed. Our family is super blessed. For the most part, we've navigated 2020 reasonably well, but I'll say right now, there are moments where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm too overwhelmed. And just listening to the lyrics of your song, listening to your strong, smooth voice, I think it was just very comforting. It was like a balm in Gilead for my soul today, just earlier today. And it's a reminder I think we all need, not only in this season of life, but probably every single day of our life, because sometimes I feel like, me especially, I have spiritual amnesia and I forget all the Lord has done for me. And I'm like, oh yeah, you are big enough to handle this. My bad. I forgot.
We're all guilty of that. And that's exactly why I wanted to put it out there for people who need to hear that message.
And I'm so glad you did.
At times, we all need to hear that message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big and the small stuff, I think, especially as military spouses, service members, and family members. Gosh, it's always changing, and we never know what's going on, whether it's deployment or a permanent change of station or homeschooling our kids when we didn't plan to, or, you know, who knows what. I think just that reminder that God really does, God's got this, and to open our hands and to let go and let him have control over things that we truly cannot.
Absolutely.
Well, Frank, I have really enjoyed our conversation, and I know you're a busy guy and I want to honor your time, but before we sign off here, I've just got a couple more questions. The first of those is where can our listeners go to learn about your journey, your new single, or even to get a copy of the album, Love Lives On?
Well, Love Lives On has its own website, and it's lovelivesonmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can go and you can see all the videos, all the interviews, hear all the songs, get all the songs. And you can, all, you know, you can get them from all the outlets as well, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. So as far as my project, my song, God's Got This, you can go to my, you can also get that on Spotify and Apple and Amazon and all the places out there. There's a nice video. I don't know if you've seen the video or not.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also check out my website, and it's just Frank Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, music, frankmyersmusic.com. And you can get the links right there. And I also have another album called Scrapbook, The Acoustic Sessions, on that website that is a bunch of hit songs that I've been blessed with through my life that I actually perform. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that with our listeners, and I'll be sure to drop those links in the show notes. And also, all listeners, if you didn't catch that, I'll remind you of where you can catch up with Frank and Loves Lives On album in just a few moments. My last question today for you, Frank, our mission here at Army Wife Network is to empower military spouses, families, and service members around the world. So as we get ready to sign off, do you have an empowering message you would like to share with our military listening audience today?
Well, I would just say that never take a day for granted, because we're never guaranteed tomorrow. Love what you have, support what you have, and know that God is always with you no matter what happens in your life. You know, your spouse or whoever it is that's serving is doing one of the most honorable things that any person could do. And keep everything in God's hands and love each other. Be there for each other, because we all need each other. Do yourself a favor and go get this record. It's unbelievable. It's the coolest thing and the most important thing I've ever done in my long career.
Wow, that is really powerful. And I think I'm just moved. And I'm so grateful, Frank, for you taking time out of your super busy schedule to chat with us, share that album. I know I'm already a huge fan and going to be sharing it with all of my people, my male spouse and beyond. Thank you for your work, for laboring in love for that, because I know it wasn't easy, but I'm just thrilled to hear that it was one of the most successful, one of the most rewarding things you've done in your career. And I want to say thank you for everything you do to support military families.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Listeners, as a reminder, you can connect with Frank on Facebook or Instagram via @FrankMyersMusic. Again, that's M-Y-E-R-S, Frank Myers Music, or on his website, frankmyersmusic.com. As I mentioned, additional social media links will also be posted in the show notes. You can get a copy of his most recent single, God's Got This, or stream Love Lives on Apple, Spotify, or get more information from their website, lovelivesonmusic.com. We'll be right back with more from our host in the AWTR studios.
What a great interview. Thanks to Frank Myers for sharing such empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Frank, you can find him at frankmyersmusic.com and on Facebook or Instagram with the handle at Frank Myers Music. If you missed that, no worries. All that info will be shared in our show notes on armywifenetwork.com under podcasts, or you can simply search for this episode on our website. Learn more about the incredible collaboration project over at lovelivesonmusic.com.
Wow, I love how he got the inspiration for this project and how he wrote some of those songs with surviving spouses. That was incredible.
Yes, it was really moving and tugs at your heartstrings, and you can really hear how much this means to him and how much the TAPS program means to him.
Yes, it's such a privilege to share empowering interviews with our Army Wife Network fans and followers. Speaking of empowerment, let's hear from Carmen Westbrook of Ina Giving with this week's Empowerment Minute, followed by Army Wife Network Empowerment Agent Amanda Bicknies, bringing us our weekly Empowerment Patrol report.
Hey, AWN listeners. This is Carmen Westbrook, a fellow MILSPO and a leadership developer for Ina Giving, where we focus on socially responsible servant leadership. For today's empowerment moment, we're going to be focusing on some conscious self-gratitude. In this month of thanks, one of the most important thanks that's important to give is that thanks to ourselves. As we are going through our crazy bananas busy days of getting through all of our to-do lists and making sure we're taking care of everyone else, we can actually fall into a brain habit of kind of constantly berating ourselves for not getting it done faster and not getting more done. It's really, really important to stop at some point during the day and take stock of everything that we have accomplished. I know that I certainly need to do this because I, for one, really get into that list mentality and forget about all of the amazing that I've already accomplished. This can just be a really simple brain trick. It's called neurolinguistic programming, where we take 15 or 20 minutes midday to stop and say, look at what I've done already today. I got this checked off my list. I've got this checked off my list. Look at the amazing that I have already created in my life. This just helps to interrupt those brain patterns that might be kind of beating us up and introduce that new voice, which we like to call that crew member voice, that helps us and encourages us and kind of gives us a hug midday. It's an incredibly important leadership skill to practice that conscious self-gratitude. So, fellow MILSPOs, as we're all going through this month and ramping up into the holidays, let's make sure that we're also saying thank you to ourselves. That's it for today. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. I am so grateful for all of you and everything that you do in this amazing world. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing Army Wife Network's Platoon Member of the Month recipient, Angel Chubarov. Angel is being recognized for demonstrating empowerment to other military spouses and for being an active participant on Army Wife Network's social media. Here is what Angel shares with us about her journey. It's definitely been a real experience for me with being a military spouse. It's been about a 15-year road with a lot of learning. At first, I honestly didn't see the need to be involved due to my husband being enlisted personnel with the National Guard. But that all changed when my husband was in a deployment and I didn't see much from the FRG for me. I wanted to help other families in similar situations and make it better for them. During a training that my husband's unit did in the Republic of Georgia, I specifically was able to do just that. While we are the silent support system for our soldiers, I always do my best to build up the family. We are not unseen, but we can be to the civilian perspective. It's a tough position to be in, and sometimes the little reminder that we are doing a great job with it goes a long way. It's truly been a passion and a calling on my heart for over 10 years with this. Thank you so much, Angel Chubarov, for showing your amazing support for Army Wife Network. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Congratulations to our most recent Platoon Member of the Month. We will be in touch with you soon to coordinate prize distribution. Listeners, if you or someone you know is empowering those around you, head over to armywifenetwork.com to nominate them. On our website, look under the menu for Get Involved and click the tab Everyday Empowerment or AWN Empowers. You can also view our previous winners in our Empowerment Gallery. Let's take a quick commercial break, then check in with this week's top stories from our incredible News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
This podcast episode was brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, First Command Financial Services, whose mission is to help our nation's military families build a future worthy of their service. First Command provides ongoing financial coaching that evolves over the course of your military life and career. And with 170 locations worldwide, you'll find a First Command office near most major military installations. Visit www.firstcommand.com today and find a First Command financial coach near you.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower at armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe. No news is typically good news in this military life,
except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Chrissy and Sarah. Here's this week's top stories. U.S. military nutrition experts are developing a lighter weight meal currently called the Close Combat Assault Ration, reported military.com. A vacuum microwave drying process shrinks the food by about 50%. On a five-day mission, rather than field stripping 15 MREs and taking things that are easy to carry, they can take five of those close combat assault rations and still get 3,000 calories a day, but have more room in their pack for more ammunition, more medical supplies, more water, things that will keep them in the fight longer, said Jeremy Witsit, Deputy Director of the Department of Defense Combat Feeding Directorate. Read more at military.com. The Detroit Free Press announced that General Motors Proving Grounds received the first infantry squad vehicle, also known as ISV, made by GM Defense LLC. GM Defense spent just 120 days from being awarded the contract to having their first vehicle ready to test. The ISV is based on the 2020 Chevrolet Colorado ZR2 pickup and uses 90% commercial components. The vehicle is designed to carry an infantry squad of 9 members quickly over a battlefield. 27 ISVs will be made in Milford, Michigan, but a total of 649 ISVs will be delivered by 2024. The remaining will be built at a production facility in Mooresville, North Carolina. GM hopes to win additional contracts to build as many as 2,065 vehicles. See pictures of the new ISV at freep.com. Military families who rely on the State Department's au pair program may be facing challenges. A proclamation by President Trump has temporarily frozen the au pair program through December 31, 2020, reported military spouse JD Network. In 2019, there were about 20,000 au pairs who helped American families to care for their children. In return, families provide room and board and an approximate $200 stipend per week. Au pairs also receive college credit. Military spouse JD Network shared that there is a loophole if you already have an au pair. Current au pairs may be eligible for an extension of their J-1 visa for 2 to 6 months due to COVID-19. If you are impacted, visit msjdn.org to learn more. And this week in history, we celebrate our veterans as a country. Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day to honor those who served in World War I, the war to end all wars. World War I was officially ended on November 11, 1918 at 11 a.m., the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Decades later, the name would be changed to Veterans Day as a way to honor our nation's selfless servants. Find events in your community to celebrate and serve our nation's heroes. Parades and in-person celebrations may be canceled due to COVID-19, but that just means you can find a unique way to honor our nation's finest, from sending a thank you note to a veteran, to participating in a care package drive, or listening to a veteran story virtually. There are many ways to express your gratitude. I have linked to a few articles that offer ways to celebrate Veterans Day on the News 6 blog if you need some inspiration. Find a link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
I am so grateful for Jolene's desire to bring us the most up-to-date military life news to make sure we are as informed as we can be. Now, as promised, it's time for the double part of this week's double feature program. Let's listen in to the interview with Andy Griggs.
Welcome back to the second segment of our Army Wife Talk Radio Veterans Day special. Today, we are honored to once again keep talking about this new album, Love Lives On, a partnership project between the nonprofit Roots in American Music Society, based out of Memphis, Tennessee, and the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, known as TAPS. The combined creative endeavor aligned TAPS military families who have endured the loss of a loved one with some of the music industry's most gifted and renowned songwriters to pen the family members' intimate and personal stories in song and music. Our next guest, very special guest, is Andy Griggs, who recorded Canine Brother, a song about a very unique military friendship. A little bit more about Andy. This guy is from Louisiana and says his influences in music are just like a pot of gumbo. Growing up in Monroe, he was raised on Jerry Lee Lewis, Jimmy Swaggart, Waylon, Bill Monroe, hardcore blues and hardcore rock and roll, sprinkled with just a touch of jazz. He often says there's no defining a style of song. As long as there's a soul, it has a place in music. Andy moved to Nashville in 1995 after a childhood life of major mountains and valleys. Music was such a huge inspiration in his young life that it helped him grieve. As you listen to the songs that come out of his voice now, you'll realize he's finally complete and at one with his music. Andy has 13 singles and 6 top 10s on Billboard Country Chart, 3 number ones, including Bluegrass number 1, Georgia Peach with Larry Sparks, and also You Won't Ever Be Lonely, She's More. Andy has 2 motion picture soundtracks and is now here with us today to share about his contribution to the Love Lives On recording project. Andy, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. So excited to chat with you today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on your show. It's a great honor today to be talking to you.
Tell us how you were introduced to the Love Lives On project with TAPS and how your relationship developed with the TAPS family who wrote Canine Brother.
Well, first, that was quite the intro you gave me. I appreciate it. I think you know more about me than I do.
Well, I've done my research. Okay. I've learned that.
I guess
my research.
You have. I guess I need to go back and read some of that stuff about me. I was, when I first got introduced to TAPS, that was only a year ago. So I feel like I'm the new guy, because TAPS has been around for a long time. But at the same time, I was not really familiar with who they were and what they did. And they give solely to the families that have lost loved ones, 100% proceeds. It doesn't go to all different kind of foundations that are going left and right. You know, it goes straight to families who's lost loved ones and action. So I did 1 or 2 shows. I think one was in Denver and another one may have been in Phoenix, Arizona. And they had asked me to be a part of the project that they were already working on. So this was the first time that I heard about the project of the album of Love Lives On. And they were telling me that a whole lot of different artists were going to be a part of it with different songs. And every song was going to be a story, a true story about a certain incident, about a certain person. And they had the song in mind, Canine Brother, that I was supposed to sing. So I said, absolutely, and I'd be honored to. So I went in last December, actually. I think it was either end of November or December that I went in and recorded the song. And it was a true story about about a Marine and his canine dog, you know, his bomb sniffing dog, and the tragic but also heroic story. So it was a tough one to sing.
Yeah, I have to say, I listened to the song and watched the YouTube video, the official lyric video, a little bit before we started our conversation today. And it like most things in country music, I think that's what I love about country music, is that it does tell a story, and it has a twist with the story that I guess I wasn't really expecting until those specific lyric hits. And I don't want to spoil it too much for our listeners, but it's a really powerful, beautiful story about that. And so I could definitely see how that's emotional. Can you give us a little bit more of the background or highlights as to your emotions and maybe the responses you have received so far from the song?
It's been enormous. It really has. The other day I did an interview with some people, and they just played me the call-ins just from the Marines. And that was absolutely, you know, when I say this is the most important thing I've ever been a part of, I really, really mean that. This is not just we do all kinds of charity things, but when I sang that song live in front of Josh's mom and his brother, mm-hmm. That is why you moved to Nashville. You don't move to Nashville with stars in your eye, or at least I didn't. Music meant so much more to me than tour buses and awards and money. It's not about that. You're missing the whole point. I've always wanted to affect someone with music the way music has always affected me. I've always wanted to be on that part of it, you know, and this was an opportunity for me to be that. And for Joshua Ryan Ashley is his name, out of California, Joshua Ashley. And so when I heard about Josh and him, you know, saving his canine partner and getting killed over it, you know, I mean, there was one life saved and one life lost, and it happened to be the dog was saved, but Josh's life was not saved. It was lost. And what a heroic story. But, you know, coming, being a part of TAPS and getting to know the whole project of Love Lives On, and again, meeting his family and learning about the dog. And like I said, this is bigger than music. It really is. It's bigger than music.
You're so right. I can totally see that. And I love how all of you all that are connected with Love Lives On, it's not just a project or not just something for you to do, but you're the second or third person I've talked to that was like, this has been the most powerful, most important thing I've done in my career. And you guys have number one hits, and you're on the Billboard country charts, and you know, people know you, and you do have the tour bus, but this, honoring our soldiers, especially as we think this upcoming Veterans Day, because this is our Veterans Day special, thinking about that, I really think says a lot about your mission and your calling, and it really is just truly empowering, the story of the song, and then how you sing it and how it's portrayed, and you pulled some of those lyrics, you know, saying one life lost and one life saved, and the part of the song that says, you know, his canine brother's missing him tonight. That just, goodness. I didn't know if I was going to come back from that. I was like, I got an interview. I got to get it together here. But it is a very powerful song. Thinking about, you know, pets and dogs and just the connection that a lot of us, especially in the military, you know, those are companion animals, especially when our service members deploy. Do you have a pet or a dog that maybe you have a close relationship or bond with?
Well, I always have. I don't right now. I don't have a pet. I'm on the road
right.
too much. That pet would get kind of lonesome. But yeah, growing up and I used to raise coon hounds, and I've always been more of a dog person than a cat person. But yes. I've always found it odd that how animals, especially dogs, but cats too, can have such a spiritual, soulful connection and a bond with their owner, and listen to stories about this certain dog. His name is Sirius, I believe, was the German Shepherd, and you know, him and Josh, this dog and Josh were literally connected at the hips. And so yeah, you know, the connection that we all have with animals is why we love animals. But you know, can you imagine this dog being, you know, your partner out at, instead of a human, you have a canine partner overseas, mm-hmm. and you two lug the weight for you know, a whole tour or two tours. Yeah, that's something else.
There's quite a bond with that. I think both overseas, abroad, and stateside. My husband's told me stories before with, you know, when he was deployed, his company adopted a dog. You know, they found a stray dog in Iraq and adopted them and took care of him while they were over there, and really had that a little bit of that experience too.
Sure.
What was the most rewarding part of this project for you with Love Lives On?
Probably getting to know the people that were behind all of this that make things happen, you know, and that is I did not know there was a benefit that just sent money straight to families, you know, mm-hmm. and just some mailbox money. When I did, you know, the shooting in kindergarten class and I released 20 Little Angels, the shooting in Connecticut, you know, mm-hmm. I did not want to send all the proceeds to statues or to this foundation or this organization that I wasn't real sure about. So we started one that just sent them straight to the family. I wanted the family to get mailbox money. Well, mm-hmm. you know, that song raised a little bit of money for those families, for those, you know, all those 20 families, you know, from that tragic day. Well, Taps does this all across the board in its mailbox. And that is, I can't think of anything better, you know, than helping that mom out, helping that wife out, or if it's a female that, you know, that lost her life, helping that the kids out, the husbands. It's I did not know this thing existed. And of course, since then I've jumped into the deep end, and I'm all in. So, if you're asking what I've gained the most out of that is becoming acquainted with the powers that be of Touts. That is one of my favorite charities in the world.
I think that says a lot again about your mission and, you know, your heart, your generosity, to support military families and especially those Gold Star families, obviously affiliated with TAPS, who have lost a service member, a loved one, that it really does go straight to them. And just a reminder to our listeners, all the net proceeds from album sales with Love Lives On goes directly to the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, the TAPS organization. So thinking about that, if you're on the fence about downloading, streaming this, you know, go ahead and make that happen. It's a very powerful, powerful album, but also great, great cause. So Andy, just switching gears for just a moment, obviously you're a touring artist. So how have you coped and survived with the COVID-19 crisis, and what do you hope for in 2021?
I have no idea what to hope for in 2021. You know,
solidarity.
I mean, the whole thing is up in the air.
Yes.
I have been lucky. This is devastated all of us. I'm not going to play you the Andy Griggs fiddle. I'm playing you all of the country music artist fiddle. It is devastated. Now, I have found a way to keep my nose above the water, and man, I'm playing Facebook shows. I call it Mondays at My Place. It's set on my Facebook page every Monday night at 7 Central. You know, I've been playing shows, and there's a tip jar there, and I'm selling merchandise and this and that, and it's keeping my nose above the water. But life as we know it has ended, my friend, and it is like the apocalypse right now in the entertainment business. I mean, I'm talking, you know, from country music singers all the way to actors and you know, movie studios in L.A. You know, all of us have gotten the blunt end of all of this. And the irony is through all other devastations and casualties and bad times, it's the entertainment business that is always called that picks things up. And for the first time since I've been in the entertainment business, it's the exact opposite. I'm in the back of the line with my work, you know. Everybody I know that has other jobs, they've been hit hard, and things have changed, some of them more than others, but I'm in the back of the line. I really am with this. So it has been an interesting year. I have not been out on the road. I've had a few private shows here and there, but as far as big crowd concerts, no, they've all canceled, rebooked. So we'll just see what 2021 has. I'm taking this time to write. I'm taking this time to hopefully at the beginning of 2021, I'll start my new album. So I'm looking forward to that. So life goes on, man. I'm the guy that my glass is always half full, not half empty. So man, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to see, hopefully, you know, thinking about that word hope, we're excited to see things hopefully turn around and one thing we joke about here at Army Wife Network is living by the no plan plan. And for real, 2020 has been the epitome of the no plan plan, because things just keep on changing. So I'm grateful for your stick-to-itiveness and your glass half full perspective, and can't wait to see hopefully what 2021 brings us in.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to say the least. But there's still a lot of great things in my life that even though COVID has knocked down my tour season. And then one thing is this, what we're doing this interview about, Love Love mm-hmm. Zone. This has been a great, great, great aspect in my life. And we released it, you know, right when COVID hit. You know, it couldn't have been to me at a better time, because that has been my big ray of sunshine. It has been my good part of my life. And we released it right when COVID hit. And I'm glad we did.
Well, you know, at the outside looking in, that looks like it's something that would kind of like hurt or be unplanned necessarily, which of course it was unplanned, mm-hmm. but the fact that it has brought such joy and hope and something for us to focus on collectively, I think, you know, I don't think that's an accident. I think that is something that, you know, is just a real blessing for all of us. And I'm grateful that we've gotten a chance to talk about that today. As we get ready to wrap up our conversation, can you remind our listeners where they can go to learn more about, you know, your upcoming performances online and hopefully in person again soon, your empowering musical journey, and also the Love Lives On album?
Yeah, absolutely. AndyGriggs.com is my website, and it has all the information you want. It can take you to all my social media. There's so many imposters out there. I'm not sure what my, what do you call it? The spam and all of that stuff. I have somebody that does that. Somebody bought out Andy Griggs. I think it's the real Andy Griggs. Maybe mm-hmm. Is my Instagram, and my Facebook is, I guess, my regular name. I think so. But yeah. And you can find all the information on Love Lives On and my song Canine Brother. And I appreciate you playing that song. It's that's pretty much how to find me.
Andy, our mission here at Army Wife Network is to empower military spouses, families, and service members around the world. So as we conclude today, what would you like to say to our military listening audience to give them a dose of empowerment?
I would say, you know, if I had a chance to stand before one military person or 10,000 or 100,000, I would say the same thing. I'm so sorry that our country is in the state it is right now, but this too will pass. Mm. We have great things going on, and one magical great thing is we have the greatest, greatest, greatest military in the world. We have the greatest hearts in that military, and we count on you. We count on you to be our ray of hope. We count on you to be our redemption through these hard times, and always will. So. Even though we're going through dark times, we're not going down. And our military men and women are the reason why. And, you know, I have full faith in my president, and I have full faith in my men and women in military. So that makes me sleep okay, even though we're going through hard times outside of the military. Out in the streets, there's all kinds of things going on. We'll never forget 2020, but, our military keeps us alive.
That is really beautiful. And as a military spouse of a almost 17-year infantryman, that encourages me as well, because obviously I'm super biased and love our service members too, literally mm-hmm. love our service members. But it's just really great to hear your support, and the opportunity to share your support with our listeners is something that I will truly hang on to. Thinking about that ray of hope as we move forward. Andy, absolutely. I've been looking forward to this interview since this first became a possibility, and I've been re-listening to a lot of your songs because I've listened to them throughout my life and sang along with country mm-hmm. music radio, and I cannot wait to continue to share the story of Love Lives On. And I just thank you so much for your time and wish you all the best, and we hope to see you back in front of a live thousands of people audience very, very soon.
Yeah, it'll be soon. I'll see you down the road. Again, thank you so much for having me on your show. And again, from our presidential chain all the way down to to our military, it's we are in good hands. And man, I'm smiling as I'm doing this interview, and I don't smile when I watch the news, but I smile as we're talking about our chain of command all the way down to military. I'm a proud red, white, and blue American. So yeah, thank you again for having me on your show.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Don't forget, listeners, to learn more about Andy's empowering music and life experience, get connected with him online, andygriggs.com, on Facebook and Twitter at The Real Griggs, and on Instagram at Official Andy Griggs. You can also get yourself a copy of Love Lives On via the website lovelivesonmusic.com, or stream it on Apple, Spotify, and the like. Now, back to our AWTR hosts for more empowering military spouse resources.
Wow, another amazing interview. Thank you, Andy Griggs. Remember, listeners, if you would like to connect with Andy, find him on his website at andygriggs.com, or on Facebook and Twitter at The Real Griggs, and on Instagram at Official Andy Griggs. The complete album of Love Lives On is available anywhere online music is sold, so download it today. All net proceeds go to TAPS.
And like Andy said in the interview, all of the proceeds are going to be going to TAPS, which supports families directly, which is amazing. I think it's great when it doesn't get taken away somewhere else.
I agree. I think honoring our service members, especially on a day like Veterans Day, is, in his words, bigger than music. It is so important that all of these proceeds go to where they need to be. And, you know, and what he said was true, that this is a ray of sunshine for the year 2020, for sure.
Well, listeners, as we reach the end of our show, we invite you to join us every Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment, which will be converted into a podcast if you need to catch it later. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple or Spotify, and be sure to check out our next full-length episode dropping next week with Air Force veteran and author Drace Tiscarino Sato, as she shares about her newly published book, Brand Before Your Resume.
Also, one more very important note. Thanks again to our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they're uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security. Visit firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. We are very thankful for their engagement and support.
Finally, if you want to connect with Army Wife Network beyond the podcast, subscribe to our semi-monthly newsletter, The Sit Rep, on our website at armywifenetwork.com. Just enter your email in the right sidebar. Each newsletter contains exclusives that you won't find on the website, like printables and giveaways, and we also showcase our top blog posts, upcoming Army Wife Talk Radio information, sponsor information, and more. Oh, and we promise, we won't be cluttering up your inbox. It's only 2 emails per month.
Listeners, we think that military spouses are some of the strongest, most empowering people on the planet. It is truly an honor to share content with you, no matter what season of military life you find yourself in. Keep up the great work, and remember that you can do hard things. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.